Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. I am your host, as usual, Cody. And we're starting a new month of September, which means a new theme. And this month's theme will be comic books that are being turned into TV shows. I have a couple. One book I know I've already talked about, so I don't know if I'll do this week. But anyways, this month. But anyways, that's the theme for this month. This week's episode is going to be about Deadly Class. Deadly Class is a comic book created by Rick Remender as writer and artist Wesley Craig. Rick Remender has written several books, which are amazing on his own. He has a bunch he worked with he's got a shit ton of Image Comics that he's created. He did a bunch of stuff for Dark Horse, including one of my favorite science fiction books, which I'll go into in a little bit here. Ton of Marvel stuff, everything from the X-Men to Captain America, Punisher. He's done Venom. A bunch of different Avengers stuff. He did a bunch of the big story or big events that went on in it, including where he made Captain America a Hydra agent, which really did not make fans happy, but it was a really good one too. And then he's written stuff again. He's written all over the place for different things. Very small stint at DC Comics, nothing real big there. His big longest stint definitely was he was with Marvel and with Image. Image, he's had everything. He had his own stuff called Fear, his own book called Fear Agent, which again was on both Image and Dark Horse. He's done for Image itself. His big books would be Black Science, which is still going on. Terrific book there. Obviously, Deadly Class, a book called Low, which is amazing. Short run he did with an artist, Sean Murphy, that was called Tokyo Ghost, which is pretty amazing. And one of his newer ones with Jerome Opeña, which is called Seven to Eternity, which is a really good book, too. He's a really big science fiction guy. I should probably say that right now. And they're amazing. He is a tremendous writer and a smart dude, and he's done a bunch of cool shit. But we're going to talk about a little bit about Deadly Class and the comic book, and I don't have to talk about the TV show. It's not out yet. It's going to be on Sci-Fi. You can watch. They just released teaser or trailer number 3, which is only it's very short. But trailer 2, I believe, was the longer one. I should have looked that up before I started this, but that's okay. And then I believe the biggest name in the TV show is Benedict Wong, who for the most people don't know Benedict Wong. Benedict Wong is he plays Wong in the Doctor Strange movies as well as the Avengers movies, opposite Benedict Cumberbatch, which I think is hilarious. That Benedict and Benedict are crossing each other. Benedict Wong, his films, other than the ones I mentioned, he was in briefly in the movie Annihilation, which came out. He was in Kick-Ass 2. He was in The Martian. I think that's really the biggest ones recently he was in. He was in one of my favorite movies, Sunshine. Which I don't believe we fully talked about on this. He was in Prometheus. Spoiler, he didn't survive that movie. He was in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I think it's really it for the big ones. He did an episode of Black Mirror. He was in an episode of Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams. And then, of course, in Deadly Class coming up here. Pretty cool little career of his. Pretty noticeable guy, too, if you haven't seen Doctor Strange or the Avengers Infinity War. He's in that too. Speaking of Avengers Infinity War, the creators of the adaptation of the comic book Deadly Class to go to television is spearheaded by two gentlemen who just recently had a mild success with Avengers Infinity War. And their names are Joseph and Anthony Russo, or Joe Russo and Anthony Russo. They are the directors of Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War. They also directed Captain America Winter Soldier. They directed Captain America Civil War. They did a handful of episodes of the show Community. I say handful. They did a bunch of episodes of Community, including the pilot. They did, the executive produced, obviously, that show as well. They did a really funny show called Happy Endings, which unfortunately didn't go very far. Joe did an episode of Agent Carter. As of right now, executive produced just the pilot episode so far because of Deadly Class. That's all we know of. They've gone. Have not seen if they put it to a full order yet, but I think it will, because it's going to be pretty spectacular. So, to talk a little bit about Deadly Class, the comic book, it is set in 1980s. It focuses around a young gentleman by the name of Marcus Lopez. Marcus Lopez Agarello. Don't know. Anyways, Marcus is homeless at the time. He's bouncing back and forth between foster homes, never really treated right. Is out on the street. And he is at the end of his rope. He gets his shoe stolen by another homeless person. Gets in a bunch of trouble. He decides he wants to commit suicide. So he heads to the top of a very high bridge and is getting ready to jump, and where he's approached. And he's basically stopped from killing himself. And he is given this chance to join this school. This school is basically a school of assassins, and what they do is they teach them the deadly arts, deadly class. That's why it's called that. All sorts of things. They teach them guns. They teach them close quarter combats. They teach them about poison. Imagine what Harry Potter, like Hogwarts, is the wizards. That's what this school is to assassins. The whole, I don't know, should I? I guess I could go into the history of Marcus a little bit too. So Marcus blames his whole way of life is because of choices or things that happened when he was younger, where his parents were killed, and so he wants to basically kill the president. And so he decides to attend this school called King's Dominion, and basically learn as much as he can to try to kill the president of the United States of America. There you go. That's the basic premise of it. It's a pretty awesome book. It is 35, 36 issues in. It just started. It's it just came back after a slight hiatus. A lot of really good Image books, and the fact that the way Rick does his books is he makes a lot of books at the same time, so he's always making stuff. But he doesn't spend a lot of time on one and then go away from it to do other stuff. He does a bunch, takes some time off, does a bunch of other stuff in between, then comes back. So when it first debuted in 2014, he did the first six issues then, and then came back literally 9 months later, or 8 months later. Do my math real quick. 8 and 4 is 12. Gotcha. 8 months later, did the second run. Waited a few more months, did the third run, waited another 9 months, oh no, sorry, almost 10 months, did the fourth run came out, waited, did another 8 months, or 8 or 9 months in between that for the fifth run, and then so forth. He just basically did that same thing where he took off majority of the year from this story, did another one, and then he, just recently... I say recently, I want to say it was right at the beginning of the year of this year, he announced that maybe it was the end of last year, I can't remember what it was, he announced that he had two more stories to do in it, so volume 7 and 8, 7 just started coming out, which is the beginning of the year it started to come out again, and then the collection just came out, and then he's doing the next set of issues here towards November, maybe October, I can't remember what it was. And then I'm sure he'll come back to it again. I obviously haven't read the whole thing just yet. Well, because it's not out yet. The main cast of the book, as well as the TV show, are a bunch of the kids that go to the school that all kind of are their own, obviously, little cliques and stuff like that, and they all have different stories behind them. And he's one of the only ones that doesn't have a very long lineage of being in this kind of life, and so. He's even more of an outcast, even here in a school of what you would think would be outcasts are really just a bunch of spoiled rich kids who have a tendency to murder people. And they're trained to do it. Pretty fun. One of the big things, if you look at the character that Benedict Wong is playing, his name is Master Lin. If you look at the comic book version of Master Lin and you look at the character played by Benedict Wong, there's a drastic difference. Comic book, Master Lin is a small but deadly Asian man, very old, where Benedict Wong is not. He's a very large gentleman, and he's younger-ish. He's definitely not as old as his character from the book, but that's okay. He's still wise beyond his years. And so he's kind of the figurehead of everything. And there's various other teachers for different different classes that are in there. So the different deadly arts have different teachers, just like, you know, magical arts has different teachers at Hogwarts. Same idea. And then other people, well, I guess there's really only one other person really that most of you may have ever heard of is Henry Rollins. He will be in the show as well as one of the faculty members at King's Dominion. I believe is the only one I'm looking at the names. The rest of the kids, they're kids, so they're fairly new actors. And they do, I think so far what I've seen from, the trailer, which is all comprised of just stuff from the pilot episode, which is essentially just issue one of the comic book. It's pretty fucking spot on, character wise. Everything from Marcus to Saya to Maria and Willie and Chico and Billy and Petra, and Brandy, they're all really close to what they look like in there. And if you go on and you you search the old internet with your favorite search provider, you will find an art piece that was put up at San Diego Comic-Con, which I took a picture of. I should probably post it if I can find it. That actually shows, it was from the image booth where it showed the comic book characters on one half of it, and the other half was their counterparts as they are in the TV show, the live action version. And it's pretty cool to see how they did it. It's just a really cool premise for a book, let alone a TV show. And the TV show is going to be pretty pretty fucking violent right off the get-go. Yeah, you can find it pretty easy. If you type in SDCC 2018 Sci-Fi's Deadly Class, we'll probably narrow it down even more. I just put in Deadly Class and did an image search for it, and it's the third row down. You'll see it. It's a black, white, and pink image. It's split in two. Like I said, the left half is the comic book version, and the right hand side is going to be the live action one. And they do, what's cool about this picture is they do it. It's like a mirror image. So whoever's on the far end will be on the far end of the other one and going towards the middle. It's pretty cool. So you can kind of see how they did the characterization of each of the characters from the comic book to the actual live action. Because obviously in comic books, you can do characters almost of attributes and things like that. So I think they did a really good job of capturing the look and feel of everybody from the comic book so far, at least in promotional media and what little bit I've seen in the trailers and stuff. So it's pretty cool. If you want to read some of it, I definitely highly recommend it. You can get the digital version if you have Amazon Prime, and I've talked about this before in here. Again, not a sponsor, but I use it. And you do their Comixology for like, I think it's $6 a month or whatever it is. I should probably know since I pay it, but that's all right. You can actually read like the first three volumes, I think, of Deadly Class are on there. It may even be more than that now. I know it's on there because I started rereading it digitally. And it's gorgeous on most tablets and stuff like that. But you can read them. They're on there. They go really quick. They're only six issues per volume. So 1 through 6, 7 through 12, 13 through 18, blah, blah, blah. You get the point. I'll do basic math. Anyways, there's a bunch of them. You can do, like, I think volumes 1 through 3, I think, are on that Comixology on there, but I think they're only like $10 or so for them individually. If you want to, or the trades individually, you can do that. It's a pretty good read, fun time, especially if you're my age, where you live through the 80s, or you know a lot about the 80s, or you're a big fan of the 80s. There's a lot of aesthetics and 80s stuff in the book because of the time frame it's in. But terrific book, really good art in it too. I didn't mention that. Wesley Craig's art is very, very image. And I say that if you read Image comic books, there's a aesthetic that they go for a lot. And they don't force people into it. That's just kind of the way I think it's kind of ends up that way. But it's a really cool, highly detailed but very loose way of drawing. And it's the coloring in it. The colorist. I want to say it's Lee something. I could pull it up here. Go to the right page. Nope. I don't know how to use a mouse. Lee Lowridge, is the colorist, and he's done a bunch of cool shit. But this book has a really interesting art or coloring style to it. The covers don't really do it terrible justice. Again, if you go and you search for Deadly Class on the internet, you will, and you do an image search for it, you'll see a bunch of the pages of the book show up, and you can see kind of the color gamut they run with in the interiors. A lot of pale colors, a lot of solid colors. In a way, it's almost three color like the old school books were. But there's a lot of really detailed imagery in the characters themselves. from every characters that have tattoos or scars, and for Marcus's example, because he has a facial scar as well as scars on his body from scraps and beatings he's taken. Really cool way of doing it. Pretty tremendous art style, if you ask me. Very unique in a way. And I think, it'd be hard to reproduce, obviously, in live action, but I think so far, visually, it looks pretty good in there. So that's what I think, anyways. That's it for Deadly Class, soon to be a television show. Premieres later this year. It premieres later this year. We'll find out New York Comic Con in October when exactly we may see the full pilot for it. Because like I said, right now it's the series itself is scheduled for release in 2019. It says right here, picked up for a full series in April for full release in 2019. So we should see more about it, like I said, in October for release date. Hopefully it's early 2019, because I think it's going to be a pretty big hit, pretty good for sci-fi. And of course, the Russo brothers have a tendency to make some pretty spectacular stuff. So I have pretty good faith in them. They're going to do a good job. That's it for Deadly Class. And then just continue on other stuff I've been reading. New stuff is a new book I stumbled upon at the low price of 99 cents on Amazon. It's called Genesis. It's the first book of a series called First Colony by a gentleman named Ken Lozato, I think it is. I don't know. I'm terrible with names. And terrible with remembering people's faces, too. But it's a pretty interesting book. It starts off it's a very sci-fi book, if you didn't get that from the name. It starts off very interestingly and does not continue on the way you think it's going to. It's very interesting, but it's a very military-ish book. And one of the many quotes that kind of drew me into it was a blurb that said, if you loved Old Man's War, which I've not read, but it's John Scalzi's books, and I really like his. I haven't really delved into his big, long-running ones. Or Ender's Game, which is a really good book and movie. Then you'll love Genesis First Colony, a military science fiction series. Take advantage of the special discount price and limited time, which also drew me into it, because I was like, well, I like getting a deal and I like checking out new stuff. That's how I found Space Team, essentially by accident, as I mentioned before on the podcast. But yeah, this one's really cool. I'll go into a little bit more of that later if I've read some more of the books, but it's a pretty brief, so you want a good science fiction read for the low, low price of 99 cents. Or if you are a member of, again, not a sponsor, Kindle Unlimited, which is the monthly service you can get from Amazon. Not Prime Reading, that's different. Kindle Unlimited is the subscription one. You can get it for $0 and read it for free as part of your subscription. But otherwise, pretty fun book. Fairly long. It's a good, I don't know, it was, how many pages it was. I read it on the Kindle into the audiobook, so it's hard to say, but the audiobook was listed at 8 hours or so, and it was like, I really should tell me on this page. Here it is. The Kindle edition is 324 pages, and then it only came out last year, and I think there's a total of four books in the Colony series, First Colony series, and he has another set of books that just started that take place in the same universe. There's more than just there's five First Colony books. Jesus, there's a bunch. Anyhow, he has a bunch on there, all science fiction, if I'm not mistaken. So if you want to check it out, like I said, Genesis, the first book, it's 99 cents, on there. And it's a good read, good fun. I think you should check it out. If you like the science fiction books, check them out. They're pretty good. And, that's it. I believe that's all I have for you this week. Next week, we will be talking about Garth Ennis's The Boys. I think that's the one I decided on. I'm not too sure. My notes are sitting here somewhere. I don't know where they are. But you won't have time to read a whole lot of it if you're reading Deadly Class. But highly recommend it if you read it or have read it and you want to comment about it. You can send me a message or comment on the post, whatever it happens to be. But that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. Again, our theme for the month of September is comic books being turned into TV shows. And these are all going to be confirmed TV shows, not rumored ones, because there's a lot of those. And there's some big news not next week. I'll wait for the end of the month to do the Why the Last Man. But if you haven't read about that, we'll talk about that too, because that's coming as a TV show here, right quick. But until then, that's it for me. I am Cody, your host of The Awesome with Cody. And as usual, let's be awesome.